Eric Hansen, Darren Pritchett with you from Four Winds Field. Joining us right now, longtime broadcaster Dean Huppert. Now he's going to, I think, do something that's perfect for him. He's been so great covering high school sports through the years, and now he is going to take over as the new athletic director at Mishawaka High School. Dean, it's Darren. Congratulations on the new position.
Hey, I really appreciate it, Darren, and thanks for having us on tonight.
You bet. So when you started thinking about becoming an athletic director, again, I just mentioned how much you love high school sports. How good of a fit is this for you?
You know, I think it's as good a fit as I could ever have. I've lived in Mishawaka for the last 27 years. I know Caveman Athletics. You start to think about some of the traditions, and people don't know, but on Friday nights, I would go out to Steele Stadium and cover the games. But on Friday mornings, to try to get some exercise and to try to get my head ready for high school football, I would sneak in the back entrance there and run those stands. I mean, it's a place that has cement bleachers. And when you go out there and you'll get a workout, trust me, you're going to get a workout. You're going to get your exercise, but you're also going to think about the tradition and think about some of the great games that have been out there. And it got me ready for those nights. So that may be something that I have to continue. And now I've got I actually have keys to the place, so I can go in there and not sneak in anymore. Just thought about that. That's pretty cool.
That's right. You're legal now.
You know, Dean, this is Eric Hansen. It's good. It's going to be your job to keep out those people that are sneaking in the back gate.
That's exactly right. And if we can get them in there, we may just lock the doors after they get in there, and that way we'll have more people cheering for our program.
There you go. Dean, I'm curious, with the career change, what adjustments do you anticipate? I'm sure some of them you won't know till you actually get on the job. And being around high school, there's going to be some natural crossover that's going to make it easy. But in terms of adjusting to a new career, what are some of the places that you think you might have a learning curve with that?
Well, you know, they actually asked me that in my interview. And when they ask you, tell me about your weaknesses and how do you plan to overcome those? That's a pretty daunting question. And I told the person who asked me that in the interview a couple days later, I said, you know, when you asked me that, it stuck with me for 2 or 3 days, because there's a lot that you don't think of. There's a lot of ways as an athletic director to deal with parents and to deal with coaches, and they want me to be a program developer. But one great thing that I have, and there's a number of things that I have going for me, is that I've got a Hall of Famer who's willing to mentor me. And I know Jimmy Aldrich right now is busy with the season, and he's got until the end of May and into June for the sports, but he said, you know, in the month of June, let's get together. Any questions you have, anything I can do to make it easier. There's nobody who loves Mishawaka more than Jim Aldrich, and he's got the experience, and he's been through some of those things. And what I told the person who asked me the question about the weaknesses, I said I thought about it for a couple days, and I've really looked at it hard and long. And I've been working in the administration building for about a month now and helping with a camp project that they had going on. And now that we have something on MishawakaSchools.com/camps, we have all our camps in line. But I said, what I've learned about Mishawaka in this past month is that I look around to my left and to my right, and people are there to answer questions. I've heard so many times, and you wonder how people are going to treat you. Hey, how can I help? If there's anything I need, here's my card, here's my cell phone. Right. If I can be there. If I don't have the answer, I know the guy who does. So don't be afraid to ask. And that's going to be a tremendous help, because make no mistake, this is going to be a community effort. This is something that the school system wants to work forward. There's already a lot of great things in place. If we can take things to another level, make them better, create a little more excitement, and start that process at the kindergarten, at the seventh grade level, started down there. We don't want them to get to ninth grade and say, hey, we want to make you a tremendous athlete, and we're going to throw these guys as our coaches now. We want to work with them a little bit earlier.
Dean Huppert, the new AD at Mishawaka High School, our guest. I don't know if you know, Dean, but I'm actually Bart Curtis's agent, so we need to talk about his contract at some point. You have to give me a call. But seriously, but you've got a great football coach to deal with and a great athletic department. You know, the great thing about Mishawaka, from what I understand, compared to some of the other schools that are struggling, getting all their freshman and junior varsity teams full. I think there have been some varsity problems throughout the NIC or more local. But Mishawaka seems, Dean, to be in pretty good shape in that area, that there's been pretty good turnouts in the sports.
You know, there really has. And when you talk about building programs, you don't go to Bart Curtis and say, hey, coach, this is what I think we need to do. You go to a guy like that and say, how have you done it? How can we do that across the board? We've got 19 sports here. You've done it the right way. You look at Steve Anderson and say, okay, you're down in the middle schools. You're developing. How do you do that for the volleyball program, and how do you work there? I mean, there's two more Hall of Famers that I can go to and say, okay, I may not have the answer to this, but how would you deal with this? And when you look at what Bart's done at Mishawaka, I mean, he had success at New Prairie, and he's taken that success to another level at a bigger schedule when you come to Mishawaka. New Prairie was still in the NIC when he was over there. He comes to the NIC, and boom, he's another success story. I mean, you talk about things that they have, and I've looked at it, and I talked to him as a reporter, but to be able to talk to him and hear some of the things that he does on the outside, we had a nice conversation last night just about things like that, and how some of the other people deal with parents, and how his program sets it up with the coach, with the player, and make sure that there's a conversation, that it's not just, hey, this is the way it is, and this is how it's going to be. Right. It's got to be communication. There's got to be collaboration, and you want to build high expectations, but you need to talk to those kids. You need to talk to those parents, and he's done that. I mean, you talk about a guy who's got respect from the community and from his players and from his coaches. They're coming back year after year saying, I love you, coach, and that's what you want out of all your coaches.
Well, Dean, I'll cue you from your media days. I got about 30 seconds for this answer. You probably need a couple more minutes to answer this, but I would just be your thoughts early on. I know you got to work this out, but as great as that football program is, the playing surface is not the greatest at Mishawaka. Is that one of those things that needs to be a top priority, trying to figure out a solution to that?
I can't wait for you to get out there in August and September, Darren, because we're going to have a new surface, a new drainage system, and new lights. It's going to be a football field that all of Mishawaka can be proud of. The community came through with the referendum, and that's something that everybody's known for a long time. You know what? Mishawaka's on the move, and it's going to start right there, and people are going to come in and be very, very proud of what we have, and those football players are going to be proud to be on that surface.
Boy, you were quickly.
28 seconds, exciting. Is that all right?
That's perfect. I love it. Hey, Dean, congratulations on the new position. We look forward to talking to you at Steel Stadium and the Cave and all the great Mishawaka facilities.
Well, you guys have done an amazing job. You both have been great friends to me through the years, and we can't wait for you to come out and cover the positive stories like you always have, because there's a lot of great things that are going to be happening, and I hopefully will be able to point those out to you.
Yep. Dean, thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, have a great night, guys.
You too. Dean Hupper, the new AD at Mishawaka High School.